everyone. Welcome back to The First 30. My name is Zach, and our heart for this resource is that it's just an opportunity for you to hit pause for a few minutes each day, your first 30 days in college, and to be encouraged, to be reminded about truths that hopefully you've heard before, but just a little encouragement for you as you go throughout your day, each day for your first 30 days in college. So today, I want to dive into the topic of worship. What is the big deal about worship? It's a tricky subject to talk about, and when we hear the word worship, a lot of times our first thought is church music. So if you grew up in a traditional church, worship probably means something wildly different than it does if you're from a modern church or maybe even a charismatic, shout as loud as you can kind of church. Everybody has a style preference and an opinion about worship. But in his word, God makes a big deal about worship. There are tons of verses instructing us to praise God, to make a big deal about him, to give him glory. And just like this passage from 1 Chronicles 16, I want to read a few verses here. I'm just going to read the first line of a few of these verses from 16, verses 23 through 29. And it starts in verse 23. It says, "Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Declare his glory among the nations, for great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. For all the gods of the people are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Ascribe to the Lord, O families. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength." And on and on and on, just all of these verses about ascribing glory and honor to the Lord. So as we read that, it seems pretty clear that we're instructed to worship God. But what is so special and powerful about worship? To understand that, we have to know the real meaning of the word worship. You see, equating worship with a short, emotion-heavy time in a church service that happens once a week, that's a really powerless and inadequate understanding of what the word worship actually means. So if we want to understand why worship is so important to God, we have to understand these three foundational things about worship. Number one is this: worship is a lifestyle. At the risk of sounding too much like an English professor, sorry to all of you English professors, the word worship itself, it comes from an Old English compound word, and I don't know how to pronounce Old English, but it's something to the effect of worth-ship, which means the state of having worthiness or value. Worship is more than a song. Worship is acknowledging God's worth and value back to him. It's not about music. It's not limited to Sunday mornings. It isn't bound to somebody's preferences. Authentic worship to God is about living a life that communicates value and worthiness back to God and that serves as an example to other people. The Apostle Paul gave us this reminder in Romans 12 in verses 1 and 2, and he said this. He said, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." You see, as we look back to that passage from 1 Chronicles 16, and we take into consideration this passage from Paul here, in 1 Chronicles, David talks repeatedly about ascribing the value and worthiness of God back to him as we offer sacrifices to God. Well, Paul takes that a step further, and he says that we are the sacrifices, that every part of our lives are an offering to God that communicates worship. In 1 Samuel 15, we see that God delights in our obedience to him more than just singing empty songs or offerings. So in verse 22, Samuel says this. He says, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." Well, I'm not sure how good the fat of rams actually is, but our entire lives, they're going to communicate something about the worthiness and value that we hold for God, just by how we live. You see, every time we use the resources that are given to us by God, even the very breath in our lungs, we're ascribing value to the things that we choose to prioritize. For instance, if we are giving back to God what he has given to us, then we are giving value and priority to God. The question that we all face is, what is actually worthy of value? You see, worship is a lifestyle. The second thing we need to understand about worship is that worship is a response. When we realize the significance of who God is and we acknowledge our broken and sinful nature, it's completely life-altering. Think back on the moment when you realized your need for a Savior, that it was your sin that Jesus took to the cross. That realization, it beckons a response in our heart. When we come to grips with the fact that God is set apart, that He's holy and He's worthy of our worship, it starts to stir something in our soul, and that leads to a desire to respond to Him. Now, the response shows up in a lot of different ways. We can sing songs, we can study His Word, we connect to a community of people who are trying to grow in their walk with Jesus, and we also desire to obey and follow the things that He shows us through His Word. We begin to outwardly express the things that God is doing in our heart by responding with our whole lives. When we go back to that passage from 1 Chronicles, we start to see a trend there. It starts with this idea of singing, but then from there, it transitions to giving us reasons why we should respond to God, reasons why God is worthy. You see, worship is about responding to a worthy God, not just with songs, but with our whole lives in obedience to what He has commanded us. Worship is a response. The third big thing we need to understand about worship is that worship is a perspective changer. Now, bluntly put, it's pretty difficult to be petty, negative, and divisive when we have a right view of who God is, and when we do everything in our heart to respond appropriately with our whole lives. The small stuff doesn't seem to carry as much magnitude. It's easy to let things slide off of our back and not weigh us down. Things that can sway our attention and affection away from God, they don't seem quite as appealing. This isn't to say that it's not hard, it's not difficult to live out a lifestyle of worship that responds to God, but when we're intentional about living in a response to who God is, the way we view the trials and the situations that come our way, it's shifted forever. And one example of that, in Acts 16, we read about Paul and Silas. You may have heard this story before, but in that moment, they were actually in jail for proclaiming the message of Jesus. But in the middle of their situation, while they were imprisoned in jail, the Bible says that they were praying and singing hymns to God. Now, talk about an out-of-the-ordinary response to a situation. I don't know of many people that would be singing and praising God when they were in prison, but if you read the rest of that passage, you see that their worship not only changed their perspective of their situation, but God was so moved by their worship, He used it to change their situation and the situation of those that were around them. You see, worship is a perspective changer. Now, these three things, they're really easy to say in a podcast or a blog, but it's a lot harder to actually live that out in the middle of a hectic week, especially if we're not intentional about reading His Word, having a prayer time, and outwardly expressing worship with other followers of Jesus. It's easy to disconnect from God's design for our lives, and it's easy to miss out on living His best. So be encouraged today. Stay intentional about these things. Authentic worship, it goes far beyond just music and church services. It's our daily response to a worthy God, and it can radically change our perspectives. So hang in there, be encouraged, know that you've made it through 19 days of your first 30 days of college. That is a big accomplishment. Hey, we're praying for you and we wanna be here for you. If there's anything that we can be praying for specifically, don't hesitate to reach out to me, to Bobby, to Tripp, to Chuck, any of us. We would love and be honored to pray for you and give you some encouragement. Again, lean in to this resource and we hope to see you back here tomorrow.